Yes, now the regret.
I became sorry. Why did I say this? But what was the use of repenting after I had said it? Know that a word which suddenly shot from the tongue is like an arrow shot from the bow.
You see, now stop. Stop the story of the parrot. Let's talk about this. Because this is the only way that we are trying to know love. So let's look at this way, this tongue, the words, communication. First of all, it's very dangerous because you say it and you cannot take it back. A lot of people, they think that they could take it back. Emotionally, when you hurt someone, you cannot take it back. There is a survey of this couple that they live together up to a good age. Then they had some problem and they went to a counselor. And one day the counselor said, I'm sorry, I believe I cannot help you anymore. I said, why? I said, because this is a useless effort we're doing. Everything was normal and you were looking at each other. And this guy had a dark spot in here that the lady had never noticed and seen. But within this fight, suddenly that subject came out. And the guy was very sensitive to it. He said, this is it. From now on, you will see that spot. Whenever you look at him, you will see that one. You didn't notice it before. When it's done, it's done. When somebody says something, okay, then what? Let's forget about talking. This is what it is all about. Let's hear it. It's a lovely way of getting out of everything.
O son, that arrow does not turn back on its way. You must dam a torrent at the source. When it left the source behind, it swept over a world. If it lays waste the world, 'tis no wonder.
So you will talk about this later a lot, about stopping the flood right from the source. This is something that in practice it will help you a lot. We'll talk about the way that you will stop your thought. Where do you stop it? Of course, you all try to stop your thought before appearing. It doesn't work that way. The thought will be here and it's a chain of reaction going from this to that to that to that to that. The emphasis is that you should stop it at the first word. First sentence, first idea. Stopping there is much easier. You haven't expanded in your brain to further details, yes?
There is an unseen bringing forth of the effects to action, and the results born of it are not in the control of creatures.
Here is the difficult part, because if you're a realist, you know whose responsibility is. You broke the glass, who is responsible? You. But if you're an idealist, what happens then? I break the glass. And you say, why did you break it? I say, maybe that was the God's will. Then what? This is always a problem. Here, Rumi tries to explain that one. That listen, whatever happens in this universe is his wish. He created everything. Of course he created you. He created your brain, and he creates all the moments, and everything goes like that. How am I doing up to here? Explaining this conflict between, is it your will or your will is going? You remember all the explanation I gave? How was that? I repeat it. Okay, God, we believe that God as a creator creates everything. Nothing could happen without his blessing. He created me, my mind, and even my actions. Everything, he did it. How am I doing? I don't know. Maru, how was this explanation? Up to you.
How was it?
Do you want me to say it again? That God has created everything. God created me. I am in his control. God created my mind, even my action. Everything is created by God. If he doesn't want something, that something cannot happen. If he wants something impossible, that impossible happens. How am I doing?
Sounds like one side.
This is satanic. This was Satan. When God calls and says, what happened with this fruit of knowledge and thing? Satan gave this explanation, this logical explanation. Remember, Adam said, oh, we are responsible, we are the stupid, crazy one. Rumi added something to that, the whole story, that God asked Adam, that come here, don't you know that if I don't want it, it doesn't happen? I said, yes. Well, I had this fear, and I paid my respect, and in that happened, I accepted responsibility. You see how complicated it is? The control of God over the universe doesn't change my responsibility. Has nothing to do with the scale of my responsibility. Remember, this is not something simple to remember and to swallow, really. When I do something, there are two wheels at work. Wheel of God and my will. And I'm responsible for this act. I cannot say, oh, if he didn't want it, it wouldn't happen. This is what Satan said. I repeated it 3 times. And it sounds good because it's logical. It's damn logical. But it's not. This is why in the story of love, we have to pay attention to this. Because if you don't know what love is, by a miracle maybe, you will understand what God is. Because the only thing, honestly, deep down, the only thing I know about God is that he is beautiful. The rest I don't. And that's enough for me. Because from that beauty, and he being love, everything is solved. Everything. But to swallow this, that yes, logically, he's in control, but I'm responsible. As simple as that, you could put it. Isn't it a controversy? That's how it is. This is what he wants to talk about and brings example and tries to explain it with the length of everything. Let's see what he does, just to explain this to you.
These results are all created by God without any partner, though they are imputed to us. Zayd let fly an arrow in the direction of Amr. His arrow gripped Amr like a leopard. During a long time, a year, it was producing pain. Pains are created by God, not by man. If Zayd, who shot, died of fright at the moment, pains are continually being produced there until death. Inasmuch as he died from the results of the hurt. For this cause, call Zayd, who shot, the murderer. Impute those pains to him, though all of them are the work of the Creator.
You see, the first example is, listen, Zayd and Amr mean Joe and Jack. Somebody shoot something, someone else, that one we can see. All of that, and these are the work of nature, law of nature, we should go and all that. If the guy dies, you kill him, period.